This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This KL 2017 SEA Games special is brought to you by Masing.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. When Beijing hosted the 29th Olympic Games in 2008, it wowed the world with its opening ceremony. Some 14,000 performers sweep in and out of the performance space in the Bird's Nest Stadium, presenting an incredible display in mesmerizing colors of China's history and contributions to civilization. The London Olympic Games in 2012 was spectacular and grand nonetheless, but not in terms of the scale of the Beijing Olympics. Some 10,000 performers were in the opening ceremony, not discounting pop culture stars like Kenneth Branagh, Paul McCartney, and then, of course, the helicopter-jumping Queen Elizabeth II. Then the Rio Games, a grand party opening. Yeah. Saifu Zarin bin Sabhan, COO of MESOC, which stands for Malaysia Organizing Committee for the SEA Games, he's here. What can we anticipate of our opening ceremony?
Thank you, Soon Heng. Very glad to be here. Well, the opening ceremony is slated to be on the 19th of August, which is the...
Saturday.
It's a Saturday, where we will hold it in a newly refurbished Stadium National in Bukit Jalil. Obviously, the stadium is coming to 20 years old. We first opened the doors for the Commonwealth Games in Kuala Lumpur 1998. Right. But since then has gone a fantastically big refurbishment, and it will feel like a brand new arena for those coming in for the first time. So we've got the stage set, and what we're going to do is, yes, we've got great shows. You talked about past Olympics. I still remember the Barcelona Olympics when we had the archer light the flame of the Olympic cauldron, and that sort of, you know, set the standard very high. We have a great show, I think, lined up. We have a dazzling one, if I may say so myself. And we are working hard. A lot of manpower, a lot of effort, a lot of equipment and rehearsals are going on right now in order to truly showcase what is the best of Malaysian hospitality.
Must an opening ceremony be a big bang?
Well, I think it sets the tone for the rest of the games because it is the curtain raiser. Obviously, we will have some sports commencing on the 14th onwards before the opening ceremony. We have prelim rounds for football, netball, etc. But the real big bang, when all the delegates from all the 11 countries, including ourselves, descend upon the National Stadium in Bukit Jalil, will be during the opening ceremony.
How do you create the big bang? I guess when you want to have a big bang, a lot of colours, loud sounds, all of that. But you still need a vision. You still need a kind of a theme, a controlling idea. I mean, like the one, the Olympics in China, it was about Chinese inventions, gunpowder, printing. Then with the games in London, how British culture played an important role. Yeah. Yep. So what is the big bang here? What is the theme here?
Yeah. I mean, London had James Bond. It had Mr. Bean, right? So you had the best and maybe not the best of British culture. So along the same vein, what we want to do is the theme of the games itself. That
Rising Together.
Is Rising Together, Bangkit Bersama. So why we chose that specifically was because, well, this year is also the 60th year of Malaysia, of independence of Malaysia. And we want to showcase the coming of age of us as a nation, but not just Malaysians, but also the coming of age of the whole ASEAN region, right? So that's why we chose the theme Rising Together. Yes, you're right that certain elements of the opening ceremony is sort of charterized, right? So you have the Parade of Nations, you have the flag bearers, and then you have the oath-taking, the declaration of the opening ceremony, the lighting of the cauldron, all that gamut, right? But yes, how do you add a lot of resin dazzle around it? And that's where I think the show that we have planned for will do that, all right? So, of course, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we've got a lot of different elements of Malaysian culture, the rich tapestry of the various elements of what makes Malaysia great will be showcased during that night.
The theme is Rising Together, and it is not just about Malaysia. But it is because we are also celebrating our 60th anniversary of our independence from the British.
Correct.
So there's this element about Malaysia. But the rising together is also about ASEAN. So how do you balance between how much Malaysia, how much ASEAN?
Well, mostly it will be about Malaysia because we are the host country and we want to showcase the best of Malaysia and what Malaysian hospitality is all about. But of course, we realize that it is a regional event and therefore we will introduce elements of different cultures and different countries from the region into the show itself. It's a mixture of both local elements as well as ASEAN elements that will be infused into the show.
So it's about Malaysia, our 60th anniversary and all that. What kind of brief was given to the artistic director who will be responsible for the opening ceremony or the creation of the opening ceremony?
Well, the brief that we gave to the agency that is going to run the whole show is that we wanted to showcase the journey of Malaysia from the days of when we first gained independence throughout the different decades and to where we are today, you know, a modern, thriving economy, you know, a melting pot of different people living and working and coexisting together. And therefore, how do we put all these elements together into a 20-minute show? That's, I think, a tall order. But I've seen the storyboard. I've seen some of the rehearsals. And I think we've got that. We've got that already. So it's all about now, you know, raising the curtains on that day and wowing the public at large.
You know, when we talk about trying to show Malaysia's melting pot or our rojak cultures or whatever you want, the metaphor you want to use, often when we talk about these kinds of things, we always think of this citra warna, which tends to be something that comes out from another ministry, which people from the performing arts would say it doesn't represent anything that's real. It's a commercial enterprise. How do you balance doing something like this without making it somehow inauthentic because you want to do the razzle-dazzle?
I think, I don't know, I mean, some people think that diversity is a weakness, but I disagree. I think it's a source of strength. And I think multiculturalism is something that makes Malaysia great, right? What is truly Malaysian is because we can, you know, create a place where all these different cultures can melt into one pot that is Malaysia. And you're right in the sense that how do you actually treat it in a way that it comes through? It comes to the fore.
And not cheesy.
And it's not cheesy. It's not, you know, plastic. It's disingenuous. So therefore, all these elements have been carefully thought through. I think we've got a great team. I think we've got a great person leading the show. And I believe that we will have the right mix of the different elements that will underpin the whole show.
Well, we have not mentioned, like, who is this artistic director? I mean, I've heard the name floating around, but I was told, like, this was top secret. So I'm going to put you in the position that you'll have to tell us who he is. I'm speaking with the Chief Operating Officer of the Malaysia Organizing Committee responsible for the SEA Games, Saiful Zarin bin Suban. And the topic on the table are the opening and closing ceremonies of the SEA Games, which will be officially open this Saturday, August 19th. Coming up, we'll see if we can get the CEO to spill the beans on who is the artistic director for the ceremony and how this person was selected. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing with the Chief Operating Officer of the Malaysia Organizing Committee for the 29th SEA Games, Shaiful Saurin Bin Suban. Some big names come up when we think about the Beijing Olympics, mm-hmm. when we think about the London Olympics. Mm-hmm. And in both cases, they used a film director to organize this show. But I'm sure they have their other helpers to think things through. Who is our artistic director for these events? Is this person responsible for both the opening and closing?
Well, yes. So, I mean, the intent of this show is to showcase the best of Malaysia. And I think we have great talent within our shores as well. And that includes the performing arts. While the director, if I can give a hint, he directed the Putri Gunung Ledang musical, which obviously then became a movie, was also a movie as well. So he's very well acclaimed.
Stage and film.
Yes, stage and film, award winning. And we feel that he's the right person to lead the show. And he has demonstrated thus far. So he's none other than Mr. Sao Tiong Hin, TH, as we affectionately know him. So he will be responsible to direct the whole production for both the opening and the closing ceremonies for the SEA Games.
How many people are involved?
Oh, thousands. Huh? Thousands and thousands, from the cast members to the supporting crew to the volunteers. It's a mega event.
Well, this show is called Front Row because we are only interested in the people who are on stage.
Yes. So the cast itself runs into the thousands. All right. So, and obviously, if you think about it, the stage is a huge stage, right? It encompasses the entire field within the National Stadium. So it's a big stage.
The size of a football field and slightly bigger.
Plus the athletic track surrounding it. So you will have to fill it up with cast members. Obviously, there will be the direct cast members, people who will be performing in the show. But you also have your supporting cast, which is the athletes and the delegates that will be performing the march pass, which will also be filling up the field.
Now, you have a huge cast. You have people performing. The music that will be provided, is that live music or is this going to be pre-recorded music? I assume there'll be
both.
Music.
Yes, of course. So the musical score is, of course, an important part of any production. And it will be a mixture of both recorded as well as live music. It will also be a mixture of existing as well as newly produced, newly composed.
Who is responsible for the new composition?
Well, Michael Veerapan is also part of the team, and he is responsible for the musical bits. So we've got all these Malaysian talents, the best of Malaysian performing artists who will be involved. And
speaking on behalf of performers,
sure,
probably not a question for you, but I'm going to place it anyway. You know, when we have national events like this, we bring in the performers, we bring in the singers, we bring in the actors. Mm. But for the rest of the year, this group of people tend to get ignored.
Who are you talking about specifically? Who gets ignored?
No, you know, like, you know, the performing arts as an industry. Yeah. I'm talking about live performing arts.
Okay.
It's not on like a on the front burner. It's always on the back burner. Mm. And when we have a national event like this, you know, they are all called in to do something.
Yes. Well, hopefully I'm not privy to how the performing arts work, but hopefully this could be one of the launch pads for them to actually, you know, develop and be part of more performing arts related works to come. And therefore, hopefully then, you know, it will contribute to a more thriving industry surrounding the performance arts.
You have said something about the opening ceremony and its theme. Will the theme be carried out in the closing ceremony?
Yes, it will. But it will also get a different vibe as well. The closing ceremony is on the 30th of August, which is the eve of our National Independence Day, Hari Merdeka. So we will have, you know, elements of Merdeka celebrations infused into the theme. Also, obviously, you know, hopefully by that time we will be crowned as overall champions of the games and there will be a huge celebratory party mood ongoing.
You're anticipating then, huh?
We hope so. I mean, that's the goal that we
The trouble is for saying something like this, then you say, well, is this going to be like making sure that we will win most?
Well, we'll try our best. We'll try our best and leave the rest to God. So the 30th of August, closing ceremony, will be a great event, a spectacular one, just as much as the opening ceremony, and we're excited for that one as well.
If I want to go to this opening ceremony and the closing ceremony, what do I need to do? Are there tickets available?
Yes, and please hurry because it's running out fast. We've just got a few days to go. You can go online to our website, kuala lumpur2017.com.my, and buy tickets there. Only 20 ringgit for the opening ceremony, only 10 ringgit for the closing ceremony. So once you get your ticket, then all you have to do is make your way to Bukit Jalil. We strongly encourage people to take public transport, work with the various agencies under SPAD to ensure that public transportation is well taken care of. We will have extended hours for LRT. We will have additional bus routes as well as additional feeder buses and shuttle buses in order to ensure that, you know, 80,000 people coming to and from the stadium would be well taken care of. So please get there early. Please take the public transport. Please go green.
When you say get there early, what time does the ceremony itself start?
The ceremony itself is slated for about 8 p.m. Okay.
Do you need it to be dark so that I assume, you know, fireworks got to be part of it.
Yes.
So we cannot have it when there's
fireworks,
still light.
Fireworks, pyrotechnics, lighting treatment, etc. So it will be a show with the night as the backdrop. So it will start from 8 onwards. But of course, we will have, you know, pre-events leading up to the 8 o'clock kickoff in order to excite the crowds, right? So please do come early. The gates actually open at 6 o'clock. So come in, you know, choose the best seat in the house.
Can you tell us what are the pre-events?
So we will have various shows done by the armed forces as well as
military tattoo.
Yes, almost like a mini tattoo. Plus, of course, other forms of entertainment in order to get the crowd hyped up to, you know, invoke excitement leading up to the opening ceremony.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, Saiful Shuban, Chief Operating Officer of the Malaysia Organizing Committee for the 29th SEA Games. The opening ceremony will be held at Stadium National this Saturday, August 19th, 6 p.m. Doors open. Ceremonies will begin about 8 o'clock or when it gets dark. And when I last checked, only level 4 and level 5 tier tickets are available, so quickly get them, 20 ringgit each. The closing ceremony will be held on Wednesday, August 30th, the day before our national celebrations, and tickets there for that event is only 10 ringgit. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Together at the KL 2017 SEA Games with Masing, reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.